Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Elliot, over the last year, COVID-19, we've seen this huge push, haven't we, to digital?
Yeah, that's a good point you bring up. You know, the 2020 SME Digital Transformation Study, produced jointly by Microsoft Singapore and the Association of Small and Medium Enterprises, or ASME, revealed that 83% of companies have digitalization strategies in place, but 54% reported delays due to COVID-19.
And despite the higher adoption rate, only 2 in 5 SMEs felt their efforts to be successful. So this also means that there is the growing need for SMEs to digitalize their marketing effort effectively. But who's helping them do it properly?
Well, this next company is in the picture. It's called Incelerator, and it has to date strategically identified specific components through 23 different modules covering aspects such as ORM, which means online reputation management, website development as well, plus management across different social network services, or SNS.
Okay, so the questions are, how is Incelerator disrupting the digital marketing space, and have they succeeded so far in helping business in Singapore with their digital marketing effort?
Good questions. Let's have a conversation now with Mohammed Fayaz, who is founder of Incelerator. Mohammed, good morning. How are you?
Very good morning to you too. Good. I'm good. How are you guys?
Not too bad, sir. And thanks a lot for taking the time to help us out with this conversation. Digital marketing, it's such an interesting, ever-evolving sort of industry. And you guys are an online web development and digital marketing platform. You're supposed to make things easier for entrepreneurs, startups, and SMEs to go digital. But could you tell us how?
Okay, so I've been an entrepreneur myself. So I think that's what helped me get to Incelerator and the inception of Incelerator. When you're starting out, it is very challenging for newer companies or without experience to go out there, get the right name out there for their own business, to get the name out there for their companies. And you just need one spot, one place that puts everything together. With traditional marketing agencies, it's a little bit more challenging because there's a lot of weight. It's very complicated. So what we've done is we've made the whole process a lot easier. You just log on to our website, log on to Incelerator.com, select what modules you want to work with, and that's about it. The team takes over. You get in touch with the team, and it's easy going from there.
Okay, can I just ask on that point, because I speak to, you know, here on the show, we speak to lots of SMEs and we speak to lots of entrepreneurs all the time. Does it require for someone to know what they want before they check in with your website, or do they have to have an idea of which modules they want to go for, or do you help guide through the process?
That's actually a very good question. Initially, I would say maybe 5 or 6 years ago, people did not have the knowledge. Now there's at least basic knowledge. So when we are working with companies or when they approach us, they have an idea of what they're looking for. So for example, a lot of companies know that search engine optimization is really good and that's what they need and that's going to help put their name out there. Or, you know, a new business that's starting out, they know that they want Instagram account management. So someone handling Instagram for them. So they know what they want or have a general idea, or, you know, they can give you companies that come to us would give us an idea that, hey, we want our name on Google on the first page or something like that. There is more information in the market now. The information is easily accessible. They're on blogs. It's all online. So a lot of people, a lot of companies already have an existing idea of what they're looking for. Apart from that, we also have an online chat. We are accessible by email, by phone. So if anyone needs guidance, they can just get in touch with us and we help them through the process. We actually work with them, ask them what their goals are, what they're looking for, and then guide them in the right direction.
Okay, slightly off-the-cuff question. You know, with regard to everything you just discussed with Manisha, throw in COVID-19 last year, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much of the digitalization was panic-induced?
Actually, a lot of it was panic-induced.
Wow.
As you know, that I mean, it's the way the world was in 2020 with COVID-19, and especially the circuit breakers, a lot of companies were struggling. For example, a hawker center or a food court stall owner, they had no idea. They were always dependent on footfall. What changed was there was no footfall anymore during the circuit breaker. So they all shifted towards deliveries, and how are you going to be ordering by deliveries if no one's heard for you? So they all wanted to get their name out there. And yeah, a lot of it was panic-induced.
Yeah.
Even now, a lot of companies are coming on to us and they're preparing for the future. So the companies that were affected by the circuit breaker and the lockdowns are even looking forward to come back and make sure that their name and their presence is very visible online.
Okay. Yeah, I remember we had a number of guests in and they'd say, oh, we hunkered down for 4 days and we realized we suddenly had
no choice.
Change our strategy, right? Okay, but let's talk about, I mean, we've described you already on the show as a disruptor in this space. So how are you actually different in comparison to typical marketing firms? Because, I mean, let's just look at the packages and charges. It's normally by retainer. So you end up with more than what you actually need. You've come up with these modules.
So when you go on to sign up with a traditional agency, right, they're going to give you a whole package of different services. For example, they're going to combine SEO, ORM. All these are important, definitely. But what's different is if someone's starting out and they have a limited budget, they can't necessarily afford to put in a huge amount into their marketing. Definitely, there are government initiatives in Singapore that do help you. But if you do not qualify for those, or, you know, if you're just a new business that's starting out or a home baker, for example, you can't go in with a huge, you know, with a massive campaign. You don't have the budget for it. So what the modular approach does is it helps you. For example, if you just want to start on with Instagram or social media marketing, for example, you can just go online, start with that, see how it's going. If your business is going in the right direction, you can slowly add on more services. For example, you start off with social media, then you can add on Google advertisement or, for example, search engine optimization. And when you're already out there, your name's out there, you can, you know, opt for services like ORM, which is online reputation management, and slowly, slowly add on to the services that you offer.
Okay. Now, I know Manisha's got a question about viral digital marketing, but to set the stage first, we have this survey, right? A 2020 SME Digital Transformation Study, and it showed that 2 in 5 SMEs felt their efforts to digitalize was successful, despite, you know, the higher adoption rate of digitalization. Could you define what exactly is successful digitalization? What would you consider a successful digitalization effort?
So there's different parts to this, right? One is your digitalization is within the company itself, where your processes, the records that you keep, all of that is going digital. What we focus on is the marketing portion of the digitalization, which means that creating your presence online, your visibility online. So, for example, if you set up a new company, you register, and, you know, the next day you just go online and search for yourself, you will not find anything. You have to get your name out there. You have to put months and months of effort to make sure that your name is visible when someone Googles your company name.
Okay.
So that's, you know, another successful effort where when you can go online and Google yourself, your business, you're easy to find the location, the contact number, anything, reviews, for example.
Right. So then what you're saying is that it has to be done over a reasonable time frame. You can't digitalize at the start of circuit breaker and hope that by the end of it, you're there.
Correct. I mean, it takes a lot of effort. So, for example, to give you, let's, you know, roll back to the whole social media page. You can create a page, but, you know, putting one post out there is not going to make any difference. It's basically as good as having nothing. So you have to put in the time, you have to put in the effort, you have to put in months and months of work to make sure that your name is there. And what Incelerator does for you is specifically for smaller businesses or people that don't have the time. To give you an example, if it's a home baker, for example, and they're starting their own business, they're going to be spending a lot of time baking. Now, if they also want presence online, if it's a single person, instead, if they don't have the whole co-founder module, they're not able to dedicate enough time to the online portion and to their craft. So where Incelerator comes in is they will take over the account management for you. So they will regularly post on your behalf. Obviously, it's all worked with the team and they work with the founder. They will come up with a plan, come up with a strategy, but they do all of the necessary, the research, the keyword research, the logging, and they will take care of everything.
So
that's how it makes their life a lot easier.
So I'm really excited to come in on this. And you know, Elliot so nicely teed this up for me. So before this interview, we were chatting about what is it that makes one strategy go viral where another one doesn't? Why is it somebody can post, you know, a dancing cat online and it gets, you know, hundreds of millions of likes on YouTube or Insta or whatever, but someone with their digital marketing effort and it's planned and nothing happens. Why does this occur?
That's, again, exactly where it goes. You can't just post something online and then it just goes viral. I wish it was as easy as that. Unfortunately, that's not how it works. It takes a lot of time and effort and work in the background. Of course, if you already have an existing following, then it's a lot easier. You have people that are following you. You have hundreds of thousands of followers and you post something online. Sure, it goes viral. But to get to that stage, there's months and months of effort and it could even be years of effort.
Well,
so that's what we don't see. We only see, hey, they posted something yesterday and it's already got 2 million, 10 million views.
Oh.
But the months of work that goes into getting to that stage, that
right.
takes a lot of time.
Right, right. So you can't engineer a viral post. Because I have worked in companies that they try to engineer, they hope that they can engineer some kind of a viral post. Just not possible then.
It is possible if you spend a fortune on
right.
the budget.
Right.
But for everyday people, that's not practical.
Well, there goes our hopes and dreams. Is there any chance you could share with us, say, a success story, a local business that you've helped to go digital the correct way, the successful way, and how long did you take?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, actually, we have quite a few of those stories. Fortunately, I can say that now because we're also a very new company. Incelerator was only incorporated a few months earlier. But the whole process, we started working with these companies before when we were in our trial and testing phase. We reached out to a lot of companies. And one of them was Squisito. It's an Italian restaurant based on Arab Street.
Oh.
Now, it's an interesting story because these guys started out in November or mid of November last year. And before they even knew what the potential for their business was, Circuit Breaker started. So within 3 months, they were locked down. And obviously, they were struggling. They were in a very difficult situation. And fortunately, we reached out to them and we took over their social media marketing. And since then, they've signed up with us for several different other modules. And when we take over, we have grown their social media channels. We've grown their presence online. The Google, you'll see a lot of information about them. And I can successfully say that now they've got prominent presence online, as well as their business has increased by about 85%.
We're speaking to Mohammed Fayaz, who is the founder of Incelerator. I really enjoy that name, by the way. just finally, and look, you've had a chance to push the brand, push Incelerator, but in more general sense, what sort of advice could you offer entrepreneurs, startups, SMEs that are going digital?
I would say the most important thing is to focus on your business plan, but also, keep in mind of who your target audience is. A lot of people come to us and they're like, we want our products and our services available to everybody. If you're targeting everyone, you're not targeting anyone. So when you're going online for your digital marketing strategies, you need to be focused on who your key target market is. That's one of the most important things.
Okay. Well, Mohammed, earlier you alluded to the fact that you had a number of businesses before you started Incelerator. And I understand that involved handmade carpets and it involved Fayaz Travels as well. I was curious to understand, particularly from the carpet business, what were some of the biggest lessons that you learned that helped you pivot into the business that you run today?
Oh, actually, the handmade carpets was a family business. We've been in the industry for a very long time. But again, a very offline, face-to-face, and for handmade carpets, you need to be there in person to feel, to touch, to see, and to know what you want to buy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One of the best, this would be one of the best examples. When the lockdown, when the circuit breaker started, they were also facing a lot of difficulties. That business was also struggling. But when we started, when we took them online, they, basically for them, digitalization was a little bit different. It was to digitalize their internal processes as well and how they were reaching out to their clients. So for that, it helped us because we were able to bring the experience of buying a carpet to the clients sitting in their homes. And right. That's what helped us, bring out Incelerator.
Yeah, that's a good story. We've been speaking with Mohammed Fayez, who is founder of Incelerator. Thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Take care and
stay safe.
You guys have a great day.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.